This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Ooh, hallelujah to the sweet little Jesus boy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They laid my pretty little Jesus down in the straw. Down in the straw. Then alleluia, then alleluia, Lord. Wasn't that a bright Bethlehem?
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
Give God the only and truly the only place in your life, and definitely He will take you places only heaven knows. Give God your best, which is your only means of life, and definitely He will take care of the rest only heaven knows. Give God all the glory in all situations and circumstances, and definitely He will let His glory on you. Only heaven knows. Give God your optimum and maximum of all your abilities. Definitely, He'll optimize and maximize you. Only heaven knows. Give God your full attention all the time without indifference, and He will definitely attend to your needs. Only heaven knows.
Dear friend, it is our daily devotional series, and we thank God for granting us yet another grace to come under His throne to share His word with you. May His name be praised and adored. The story of Nehemiah also comes at a time when the nation of Israel no longer existed as a political entity, but as a remnant scattered across foreign lands. God, though, as always, will be faithful to His covenant promises, even when the people fail to live up to their end of the covenant. Nehemiah is what we're looking at. Our pastor will take us through the lesson.
Good morning once again, dear listeners. We appreciate you so much. And this morning, it is my humble prayer that the Lord will speak from His word unto us all. We are looking at Nehemiah, and remember, we are looking at the great controversy. And when you consider the memory verse, it talks about Nehemiah, and we read from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18. The Bible says, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' Then they set their hearts to do this good work." Nehemiah was just an ordinary servant. The Bible describes him as the king's cupbearer. He was in Shushan, that is the palace, serving the king. Then one day he tried to find out about the remnant of the Jews that remained and how his people in the city, that is the city of Judah, how the city was doing. But unfortunately, the news he heard was such a very bad news. The Bible describes it in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3. "And they said unto me, 'The remnants that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire.'" And verse 4 says, "And it came to pass, when I heard this words, that I sat down and wept and mourned 7 days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." Throughout this week, all the people we have looked at, when the issue became so tough, when they started facing difficulties, they prayed to their God. Remember David, he prayed. When he fell before Bathsheba, he prayed to God and asked for forgiveness. He was forgiven. Elijah prayed before God, and the Lord proved Himself faithful before the gods of Baal, and the Israelites were able to turn their hearts to God. Hezekiah the king, when he faced the Assyrian king, also prayed to God, and the Lord delivered him. And yesterday we looked at Esther. When the issue became so tough for her and the people, she also prayed to God, and the Lord came to their rescue. Now here, Nehemiah also is doing the same thing. He wept. He was very sad about the state of his people and the state of the city, that is the wall of Jerusalem. He also went on his knees after praying and after weeping, mourning for 7 days, he fasted and also prayed to God. And I want us to look at his prayer in Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5-9. It says, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commanded thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commanded thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. The verse 10 says, now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. So Nehemiah went on his knees, he prayed to God, and the Bible continues to say that the Lord heard his prayer and granted him favor before the king. Amen.
Amen. God has been so faithful to us and good to us for taking us through the whole lesson. That is Nehemiah. It would have been easy to be back down. Yet, despite all sorts of machinations against their work, they persisted. Trusting in God, Nehemiah saw to the rebuilding of the wall and left the threats of his enemies in the hand of God. That was really a great thing that Nehemiah did. So therefore, dear friends, we all face obstacles. How do we know when to back down and when to keep going? Let us follow the footsteps of Nehemiah and our prayers or our questions will be answered. Our pastor will give us his last words.
God is faithful and he has not and will not start what he cannot finish. It is so sad that those of us who are following Christ sometimes entertain fears, and the good work that we sometimes start, we are not able to finish. We need to learn a great lesson from Nehemiah. No matter how the threats were like unto him, he continued and left the threats of the enemy in the hands of his God and continued the good work until it was done. Let us have the spirit of Nehemiah and work assiduously until we have been able to accomplish what God wants to do through us. May the good Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dear friend, this is our daily devotional series. And as we all know, today's lesson captioned Nehemiah. We have really gone through the whole week's lesson and we have come to the end. I have been your regular host, Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor Ebenezer Ankuma. May the good Lord bless us all. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, thou hast mercy to relieve us. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244
673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
I make mistakes, but that's part of growing up. Part of growing up in the Lord. His understanding is what I need the most. I'm staying close to His word. Sheltered from harm when I am safe in His arms, and I am learning to do His will. Hearing His call, although I stumble and fall, I can get up and keep growing still.
I'm growing up in the Lord. Oh, I'm getting stronger, turning back no longer. I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up in the Lord.
Now as I'm growing, I'm learning what to say, learning how to walk in the light. I'm made aware of the devil every day, learning how to handle the fight. Tempted by wrong, He keeps me ready and strong, so I can handle the tempter's snare. Jesus is mine, and since He's there all the time, I am protected within His care.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and
me. On the portals, He's waiting.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
Welcome to the moment of truth. My name is Arthur Gideon. The title for our message today is The Lantern. The Lantern. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you. We pray that you speak to us. Speak to me. And speak to anyone who is listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 is a common text from the Bible that we all know. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." Well, light has a source. The source of light can be anything from an energy to something that derives its energy from another thing and burn bright. Everywhere within we see light. And God has made the Christian to understand that He is a light. And the Christian has his salt and energy from the Almighty God. And the fact is that the Christian is a lantern in the hands of the Maker. Now we know what a lantern is. Every lantern in the hands of its owner is to guide the owner. But this lantern is quite different. God is using this lantern to guide other people who are in darkness. So then this lantern must be able to burn bright, very bright, so that it can brighten the path of those who are in darkness, those who are blind and cannot see. This is the purpose of the lantern. And every Christian is a lantern in the hands of God. But let's wait for a minute. Every lantern must burn bright. That is the expectation. But do all lanterns burn bright? Do all Christians burn bright? Now, this lantern, for the lantern to burn bright, the lantern must be connected to a source of light. It must have a wick that is connected to a fuel. The shade, the glass in which the light will be burning, must not be darkened by residues of smoke. The lantern must have a chimney where smoke may escape. And above all, after having all these qualifications, the lantern must be a useful tool in the hands of its owner. You can be a lantern, you can be a Christian, you may be working for God, but are you burning bright? Do you have all these? Are you connected to God, or you are connected to pleasing of man? Some are doing things that are right. They are following the precepts and the commandments of God. They are shining, but they are doing this not because they are connected to any source of light, but because they are pleasing men. Therefore, they are fake light. They are darkness, but they are trying to be light. If you are a Christian, you must be someone who is connected to God, who will stand for truth and follow the precepts and commandments of God, even if men wouldn't accept it, even if men will frown upon it. For a lantern to be good, the lantern must be connected to a fuel. Now we know that this connection to the fuel is connection with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must stay within the believer. For you to be someone who can burn bright, who can light up the path of many in darkness, you must have the Holy Spirit in you. And in fact, the Holy Spirit is fire. If he is fire, that means he will burn bright in you. And when he burns bright in you, he will serve as the source of fuel from whom you will also burn bright. But if you are a Christian without the Spirit of God, you cannot burn bright. The Christian's shade must not be dark. Some people have the fire, they have the fuel, but the means of reaching unto people is not there. They've become stagnant. They have everything, but they are not flowing. Therefore, people are not benefiting from them. They've been darkened. And because they are not working for God, day in and day out, the light is being trimmed down. And they are losing the power of God in their lives. Maybe you may be a Christian that God has blessed so much. You have the ability, you have the gift and the talent to share his word with someone, to help someone in need, to seize an opportunity and help a friend. But still, you are doing nothing. You've become dark and you are not shining on the path of the lives of other believers. A good lantern should have a chimney where smoke may escape. Because Christians are sinful beings, because we are human beings and human beings have the nature of being sinful, definitely there will be sin, but there should be where sin will be channeled. It should leave the lantern. Smoke leaves, it escapes the lantern. Therefore, sin must not be present. If there is no chimney, the man will be darkened. If God is not ready, if God is not with you, with the person, for the person to commit his sins, to confess his sins to God, that God may forgive him, then he'll be darkened by his sin. And in no time, the light that was first burning bright in him will be turned off. If you are a believer who accepts God for 3 minutes, for 2 minutes, for 1 day, for 2 months, then you go back. It is because you are not channeling your sins. You are not telling him your sins, that these are my sins. Take them away. I want to be free and I want to burn bright. And the last of all, if you have all these things, you will be a useful tool in the hands of God. And you'll be a blessing unto many, because you'll be a good lantern. A lantern that is good enough, that is beneficial to the work of God. A lantern that will bright on the path of people. You who is listening, you are the light of this world. But you should not just be a light. You should be a good one. You should be a good lantern. You should be connected to God. You should have the Holy Spirit in you. You should do away with all kinds of sin. You should confess every day your sins to God. And you should allow him to lead you. If you allow God to lead you, you'll be a useful tool in his hands and you'll burn bright. And people will know that they have seen God through you because you have brightened their path. I believe that God is willing to make us a good lantern if we avail ourselves today. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you
Father, we are light of this world. We are lanterns in your hand, but we are not burning bright because we are not being useful. There are some qualifications that we are missing, though we are light. We pray that, Father, you be with us. You help us. You put your spirit within us. You take away sin, and you help us to be useful in your hands. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, for making us a useful tool. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.